You're listening to Artbeat Radio, a program by Able Arts Work. Hello, this is Ruben Camacho.
And this is Devin the Robot.
We are your hosts for Artbeat Radio, and we're coming to you live from the future in the year 3017. We are here to give people a glimpse of the future and the culture and technology that comes from it.
While this age is very advanced and wonderful, we must take time to thank the people of 2017 for their commitment and hard work towards science and tolerance. Things which our current civilization's foundations are based on, and we encourage them to continue in those pursuits.
On tonight's program, we explore some of the world's most popular songs made in our very own Artbeat Radio station,
as well as the latest installment of The Adventures of Rob Allen. We will also open a time capsule from 2017 to see their thoughts of the future and how it stacks up to reality.
But first, to start us off, some music.
As you are there, so every
set was some good music. The first song was Dancing in the Street, and the second song was Range, both by Artbeat Studios. We are now going to open the time capsule from 2017 to see and see what questions and ideas people had about the year 3017.
Or what they might enjoy or do in that time. And I'll rate how they stack up to reality. Let's start.
What is your favorite food?
My head's favorite food is the red pill.
My favorite food, of course, is Filipino food, but I can go on American and Mexican food.
Tacos.
I think by 3017, they will have perfected a chocolate chip cookie recipe that allows the cookies to be packed with nutrients and vitamins, allowing me to have cookies for any meal, and it would quickly become my favorite food.
Are people friendly?
A lot of people don't say good morning. So,
people are not too friendly.
They act like robots, you know? Maybe before you can handshake anybody, you have to push the button of the person, you know?
This is 10% accurate. I would say 3017 has average friendliness. There are some very kind people, and some people and robots you do have to press certain buttons to communicate with them.
What are you going to do in your future?
I think I would like to be a teacher, or maybe like a travel guide.
I think that in the future, most likely, I'll probably get Artbeat Radio to be a much bigger project than it is now and be a lot more fun and inclusive for all of our artists here at Able Arts Work.
Still be working here with disabled adults.
Hopefully in my future, I will be making a lot of music and performing it and being able to spend a lot of time with my friends and family still.
Do people listen to music and dance?
Yes, they do, just different styles of each.
Hopefully it'll be a lot of cool new invention with new sounds, new instruments.
I think it's the universal kind of language, and I think that they will dance. I'm not sure what it's gonna sound or look like, but I'm really excited to see. I bet they're gonna come up with things that we can't even imagine.
This is 100% accurate. We do still listen to music and dance, and you wouldn't be able to imagine it.
What are fun things to do in the future?
Fun things to do are playing with the dogs and puppies and raising them.
Futuristic go-karts, flying cars with wheelchair accessibility.
I think there'll be a lot of virtual reality and augmented reality type of games where people could make their own worlds and interact with other people on it.
This is 100% accurate. That is exactly what people do for fun. People really love puppies and go-karts.
What technology will be in the future?
We're switching over to robot bodies.
I agree. I think by 3017, we will have technology implants that will increase our abilities and capabilities and make us cyborg-like. And being able to communicate with computers and other people and do things humans aren't normally capable of now.
So I think there's definitely going to be some like flying like cars or like discs or something going on so that we can get all over the world faster.
I also think there will be technology that we will have that will be able to control the weather to allow for rain, sunshine, etc. for whenever we may need it.
This is 40% accurate. A lot of the technology you mention is a little outdated for us, but you are on the right track. Nice try, though.
Have we met aliens?
Yes. I definitely think that by 3017, we have met aliens.
Yes. And, no, I have not. Met any aliens.
We are the aliens. So, yes, we've met.
This is 0% accurate. We have not met aliens yet, but we are still looking.
What is 3017 like?
It's 1,000 years from now, right? 1,000 years from now. well. It'll be kind of like a paradise a bit.
Well, hopefully it will be nice.
I hope that 3017 will be a much more inclusive era where a lot more people, regardless of who they are or what abilities that they have or anything that people use to define them, isn't necessarily a factor that determines how people think about one another.
Yeah, kind of envision like Avatar. People are living in like tree houses, but then have like an element of technology too. I think that like the world's gonna be probably more like conscious and like connected.
This is 33% accurate. 3017 isn't a paradise or like Avatar, but it is much more inclusive.
How is its environment?
Super green. Great climate.
It's really hot. It's very hot.
This is 50% accurate. Earth in 3017 is a little more green as governments have protected much more land from development, but it is also a little less hot.
Are you happy there?
I get by.
Hopefully it'll be a really happy time.
I'm very, very happy there.
Heck yeah, I'm happy there.
This was an interesting discussion about the future, but now we have our new episode of Robaline.
The Adventures of Robaline. Today's episode, Sweet Victory Part 1. It is a beautiful summer day. Robaline and Pop are hanging out at an amusement park watching everyone enjoy themselves as they keep an eye open for any heroic help needed.
What a beautiful summer day. Well, the junk food names are extra non today, and the names for the healthier foods are Sakagni MD. That's not normal.
I know.
Mom, this is the fifth time that you've called this week. Do you know how expensive non-distance calls are from Planet Grace? You've already used up all my Planet Grace plan minutes. What? Are you sure something is wrong, Mom? The next time that you thought something was wrong, you thought that evil forces were making people slap poisonous thoughts in their own heads. But people were only taking selfies. Humans are vain, you know. I can't keep traveling back and forth from Earth to Planet Grace. The higher powers have only granted me so much galactic energy. This better be good. We have to go back to Planet Grace. My mom thinks something is wrong.
Well, don't turn into Robo Sweets yet. Here comes Mark. He can't know who you are.
Hi, Robin. I'm feeling weird about this day. Normally, I have a knife, kale, and apple salad. For some reason, I'm going to eat a bag of sugar.
What about your diabetes? You only have 50 lives, you know.
Family, we all know.
Don't you need one?
Absolutely, I meant one.
We better get going to that meeting.
Hey, look over there.
Robaline and Pop both transform into their robot forms and fly to Planet Gaze.
I don't see anything. Where do you guys go?
Tune in next week to see what happens with Robaline in his adventures.
That Robaline is sure something else. Next up, we have the song Aya by Artbeat Studios. Let's take a listen.
My baby don't mess up.
Well, that's it for tonight, folks.
I hope you all enjoyed hearing from Artbeat Radio 3017. And remember, while the future has a lot of crazy things in store for everyone,
the future starts with everyone in your present to take action and make a difference.
Whether that be with your kindness, art, or scientific achievements.
Wherever you are, your time is now, and only you have control of the future. Thanks for listening to Artbeat 3017. See you next time. We hope you've enjoyed this installment of Artbeat Radio. For more information, please go to our website, ableartswork.org. Thank you for listening and tune in next time.